Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, studio.
Good morning.
Okay, so Lunchbox is always looking to make some money. Always. He's always trying to find that quick deal. Hasn't ever found one. But there's a presentation I'd like to be made to you.
Oh, good, because I'm a businessman, always looking for opportunity.
Have you ever done any business, though?
Yeah, I have. I used to have a lawn mowing business.
Okay, how old were you?
11, 12.
Okay, go ahead.
Years old. I was a referee, soccer referee for years. I mean, I was hustling every weekend. I was out there. Yeah, that's about all my businesses that I've done.
At one point, Lunchbox was shipping illegal DVDs to America.
I did have a Disney DVD deal. I would order them from China, and I'd bring them over and sell them on eBay. The ones you couldn't get, like Cinderella and Lion King. And I made a ton of money, so then I ordered a huge batch, and it got stopped in customs, and they sent me a letter in the mail and said, if you'd like your shipment, you can meet with us. And I was like, no, you can keep it.
So did you end up making a bunch of money?
No, I spent all my money, all my profits on the first batch. I went big shipment because I started out small like a business is supposed to. See if there's a need and a want. Got the good response, and I went big. That's when they got...
But it was illegal.
Yeah. Dang, man, trying to keep you down.
Yeah.
It was illegal.
How do they sell them at the flea market? Like
Illegally.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
So, Raymond would like to share something with you that he heard on the radio that he's thinking about doing. Go ahead, Raymond.
Well, it's actually very popular. It's called BuyBelize.com, and they're selling it for, you can buy part of Belize, the country.
Oh, Belize.
Yeah.
I thought you said Believe.
Go ahead.
So, anyways, it's actually a pretty reasonable price, and you'll end up being to have a place to retire in someday, is what I'm trying to say. So you invest now, boom, either you retire or you sell the thing. There are some downsides, though, but, I mean, I got a commercial if you want to hear it.
This is not an advertisement, by the way. Here, this is Ray taking this off the radio.
Belize also has a very low cost of living, tropical climate, and is home to some of the best real estate opportunities in the world. To find out more, go to buybelize.com. So, if you're frustrated, nervous, and worried about change,
that's you in every way. Yes.
Go to buybelize.com to invest and secure your future.
So, what's the positives of it, Raymond?
You're going to own part of an island, and you could be a millionaire someday if the land skyrockets, because you're buying in pretty low right now.
What's the negative?
The land is only about 3 feet above sea level, so if there's a hurricane, it could just wipe it out. So you really could just own part of the ocean.
I'm looking up to see where Belize is right now.
I don't know where Belize is either. I gotta be honest with you. I have no idea where Belize is.
And not a lot of people are investing, and I thought, man, this is a perfect opportunity for you. You're the first person I thought of.
How much does it cost?
I'm saying like $100,000.
Oh, no way.
Right. If you want a large chunk, you can get solid pieces of land for starting at probably $30,000.
If we want to put our money together,
I'm out of this. No. But he did bring you an option here. BuyBelize.com.
Thank you, but I don't have enough money for that.
Well, look it up.
I will, but it's right next to Guatemala.
Okay, so it's South America.
Yeah.
I don't go to South America. I'm out.
It might be Central America, but somewhere down there.
Oh, okay, see, I don't know. I've never been down below... Mexico. I walked over the border of Mexico once. It's as far south as I've been.
Oh, yeah. That's
when they let you walk across the border.
That's back in the day.
I was nervous coming back to America because I thought they would keep me in Mexico forever. We walked across, and then as I was walking back, they were checking people, and I was like, oh, I'm done. I have to move to Mexico because I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
I just felt like I was going to be kept in Mexico. Are you still looking it up?
Yeah. And first thing that you type in, you put buy Belize and then not good. It says scam.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Ray.
Oh, you mean one of the things that come back, one of the results?
Yeah, the first thing that pulls up on the Google search is scam.
Yeah. That's what they said about Apple one time. I looked up Apple. It said Apple, scam. So just saying.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Dusty Jones. He was on his morning commute in Jackson, Wyoming. He saw a herd of elk that had fallen through the ice on a nearby lake. So he called some of his buddies, and there's some people nearby too, and they got out of their vehicles. They all went and helped the trapped 13 elk. They got the chainsaw out and cut a path toward the shore so the animals could walk out. Wow. Not only that, the animals were so cold they couldn't move, so they just started grabbing them. They're grabbing the elk and pulling them out.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's a little bit of risking your own self too.
Oh yeah, messing with elk.
Are the animals going to go crazy?
Yeah.
Are you going to fall in?
Wow.
How about that? That's I See You right there for Dusty Jones and the crew. I See You.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond. Walmart announced they're going to be boosting minimum wage to $11 an hour, and they're going to be giving out bonuses. In weather news, another Arctic system is here. Temps are going to drop 10 degrees or more. Watch out, parts of the South, Midwest, Northeast, snow and ice and dangerous driving conditions out there. And finally, in sports, the NFL playoffs go down this weekend. Two games Saturday, two games on Sunday. Eight teams remain.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our producer, Eddie, has a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old. And your 4-year-old did some American Ninja Warrior class?
Yeah, it's a class. He's enrolled. He's in, committed for like 6 weeks now.
They have classes now for 4-year-olds where they get to go do obstacle courses?
Yes, and it's so cool. We discovered it in Texas over the holidays, and when we got home, he was like, I want to try it. So we signed him up, and the only problem is it is Ninja American Ninja Warrior, so they climb stuff in obstacle courses, but he thinks it's like a ninja class. Like, he just sees the word ninja, and he thinks that he's training to be a ninja.
Right.
And my 4-year-old, he, like, loves swords. He loves Lego Ninjago. Legos just in general that are ninjas. Dude, I'm a little worried that if I keep him in here, he's going to think that he's training to be a ninja.
First of all, I didn't know they had Ninja Warrior classes.
Yeah. It's like a part of gymnastics. Like, so they sign up the girls, and they learn gymnastic stuff like tumbling and things like that. And the boys go to become warriors. And
it's more a bit sexist. Can't they do whatever they want?
They can. Like, I think he has one girl, but when I went to the class, they split them up in twos. And I don't know if it's just two different classes, but the girls are straight up, like, you know, in tights and everything, and they go learn flips while
what
the boys.
Does he wear?
Oh, he wears all his Under Armour stuff. He loves his Under Armour shirts that say, play like a boss.
I guess if I were training to be a ninja, that's what I'd wear too.
Dude, so I don't know. Like, he really thinks he's going to be a ninja, and I'm like, settle down, kid.
What's wrong with letting him think he's training to be a ninja?
Because he's not. He's just really exercising. He's learning how to, like, climb. Like,
what if he's reaping the benefits of thinking he's training to be a ninja, but he's actually exercising? That motivates him to exercise.
Yeah, what if he becomes a teenager and he still thinks, like, I've been taking ninja classes for, like, 14 years.
He's not going to think that unless you let him think that. But you might.
So you think I'm overreacting here?
I think you're overreacting. Lunchbox, how do you feel about that?
Let him go. If he grows up to be a teenager and he still thinks he's a ninja, there's a whole different set of circumstances we can talk about.
What if he really ends up being a ninja, though?
What do you mean ninja? What's he going to do? Like, save people in the dark?
Who knows what ninjas really do?
Have Chinese stars? No.
Maybe. Well, what if it turns him into martial arts, though?
I'm telling you what, everything's going to be cool until he, like, wears an actual ninja suit to this class.
Has he asked for a ninja suit
yet?
Does he go once a week?
Once a week for 6 weeks.
It's American Ninja Warrior class.
Yeah.
I would like to take that class.
There's a lot of Ninja Warrior gyms here in town, so you can sign up.
They have Ninja Warrior gyms in town?
Yes,
I haven't
man.
Seen any of this stuff.
This is a real thing.
Huh. The show's real. Your buddy, didn't he try to go on it?
He did. He auditioned, but he didn't make it.
Oh, if he can't make it, I know I am making it.
Dude, some of that stuff's really hard.
It's hard. Well, yeah, let him. We'll put this on Facebook so our listeners think, but let him do the Ninja Warrior class. And let him think he's a ninja. He'll move on to something else in a few weeks. Trust me.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones
Show.
Time for your Friday positivity. It's called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Yeah. And today, filling in as our Tell Me Something Gooder, producer Eddie.
Come
on!
Yeah!
Get hype!
Yeah!
Get hype!
Let's do this.
Okay.
Ow!
All right, tell me something good. Eddie, you can start us off.
All right. So Red, she's a border collie. Her owner was walking her out in the snow. Apparently, she'd been used to it, so she didn't have a leash on it and was out in the really thick snow and got lost. Lost for a couple of days. The owner got so scared, posted it on Facebook, somebody please help me find this dog. All these people came out. They finally found the dog. Red, the border collie, was found hiding behind a rock, safe. And she's good.
I'm so surprised.
I know.
It was like Ray Lynn when her dog was found. I was so surprised that dog was small. It had been out for 2 days in the cold.
They're survivors.
Wow. Lunchbox, tell me something good.
Speaking of dogs, animal control officers in Michigan are going to be sleeping in the doghouse. Not because they're in trouble, but they're doing it to raise money. That's right. They want to raise awareness about leaving your dog outside in the cold. So they're sleeping in doghouses overnight to raise money for the shelter and to tell people, look, it's too cold. Bring your dogs inside.
That's cool. I have one. This 8th grade kid in Arkansas and his friend decided there was a duck without a leg, they were going to make one. So they made it with a 3D printer, and the duck now runs around with a prosthetic
amazing.
Leg. Yeah.
That's so cool. I love these 3D printer stories.
I don't know how they work.
Yeah, I don't either, but they sound awesome.
But to watch this duck run is crazy because the duck was missing a leg, and it's not real, but he took right to it and is running down.
That's so cool.
There was another video I saw where this duck landed on the ice. Did you guys see that?
Kept sliding?
Yeah, he thought it was water. So this duck comes in and lands on the water except his eyes, and he just goes, boom, and just slides.
I like when he stops, though. He gets back up like, everything's cool.
Yeah, well, good.
I meant to do that.
Cool. Yeah. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I saw the story this morning about a guy who hacked into all the police radios in a town, and he hacked the channel and just played NWA songs the whole time.
Oh.
So they couldn't talk to each other. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, that's funny, but it's not safe, but it's... funny. I don't know. It's hilarious.
They can't find him because he was just broadcasting from a small tower, and it's almost, you can't pinpoint those things. But again, it was putting people in danger. Like, that's not cool, but I was thinking, I broke into a radio station once. I didn't do anything like that, but what I did in Little Rock was my co-host at the time, and I was 19 years old. His name was Gilligan, and this other radio station had came and stickered our station van, and I was ticked about it, and I'm super competitive. And so I went over and I had Gilligan put on a cowboy hat and say he worked at the new country station they had just turned on, and they did turn on a new station, and they let him in at 10 o'clock at night. They just let him in the building because he's wearing a cowboy hat. So he goes and hides and stands in the bathroom toilet, and everybody leaves the building. And then he goes into their studio, and I taught him how to run all of their equipment by showing a picture from their website because they had a picture of their studio up. And he turned the music halfway down, turned my phone up, walked out, locked the door. We got in the car and drove around the city and broadcast for, I don't know, a long time. And I think we would have been arrested too. One, we took over government airwaves, which you can't do because we don't really own the airwaves. No one owns the airwaves except the government. That's why the FCC can monitor and regulate us. But we were breaking and entering. We did all that. And they ended up not pressing charges because they first came and destroyed the property by putting stickers all over our van. But yeah, boys, I could have been in the big house.
Yeah.
Oh, you could have got cuffed and stuffed.
I've never been cuffed. I know we were talking about that, being cuffed with that teacher on the school board. And Lunchbox has been handcuffed before when he went to jail. He did a bit on the show and went to jail. I'd never been handcuffed. But it looks like they shove those handcuffs on you so hard, which is like... Did they hurt you, Lunchbox?
Oh, yeah, they hurt. They put them on tight because they don't want you to be able to squeeze out of them or be able to move your arms. They want you locked in position. And whenever you're being... I've been held like where you're just on the curb and they put the handcuffs on. You just make sure everything...
Oh, you've been there too?
Yeah, like at a party when you're underage, things like that. They want to check the car. They want to make sure everything's safe.
You get handcuffed underage?
Yeah.
And then what happened to you? Where do they put you?
They just put you on the curb, like right there where the gutter is, and then they made us pour the beer down the gutter, and then they let us go.
Do they lay you on your stomach, or they sit you down?
Sit you down.
And are you scared to death?
You're terrified.
Oh, man.
It's not a... Listen, when those little things go around your wrists, everything changes. You're like, uh-oh, this is real.
That's funny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Maryland. There's been cold weather all over the country, a lot of frozen pipes, and this guy had frozen pipes. He's like, man, how am I going to thaw those? I got a blowtorch in the garage, goes out, he's trying to heat up the pipes, catches the house on fire, took firefighters 2 hours to fight the blaze, $300,000 in damage.
That's crazy. The guy has a nice house. You would think people with nice houses would be a little smarter. Like, yeah, anytime you're using fire for something... doesn't make sense.
Mm-mm.
You would think. And I wonder when the moment exactly is when he goes, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Like, I caught it on fire and I can't control this, so you have to call. It's like when you get stuck in a chimney after robbing a house.
Yeah.
You're like, I got to call the cops. When you give up, then you can save yourself. Wow, good story.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Starbucks Steven is on the phone. Hey, Steven, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You've been putting in hours at Starbucks?
Some, man. You know, I've actually only been working like 1 or 2 days a week.
Wow, how do you get to do that?
Well, because it's more like a part-time jam, you know. I do mainly a lot of, for the rest of my days, I do more like graphic design and stuff like that.
Look at Starbucks Steven telling us about his new talents.
Wow.
He does some youth pastoring, some Starbucksing, some graphic designing. Wow. Look at this guy. He's a renaissance man of sorts. When you work at Starbucks, who do you work with? What kinds of people? Like young, like teenage kids or what?
Yeah, man. Honestly, like, you know, I'm 34, and I work with mainly a bunch of like 22, 21 year olds and a few like 18 year olds. So it's really weird because I'll be hanging out with them and talking to them and stuff. And then I'll just go, how old are you? And then I'll be like, oh man, you're only like 3 or 4 years older than my kid. And so then I feel super old.
Like Leo DiCaprio is dating a 20 year old. He's 43 or 44 and he's dating a 20 year old. But the 20-year-old's mom is younger than DiCaprio is. Because she's 38, I believe.
Whoa.
That's awful. Yeah. So on the surface, it doesn't seem... I mean, it's kind of weird, but not super weird that a 44-year-old and a 20-year-old's dating. But when you're older than their mom, doesn't that put a wrinkle in it, Lunchbox?
No, it's just like, man, you're doing real well then. Because if you skip the mom and went straight to the daughter and she's old enough, that's pretty impressive.
Starbucks, Steven, how do you feel about that?
I think, I mean, dude... More power to him, I guess.
Look at all the dudes. All the more power to him. You and your wife, how long have you been married?
15 years.
Wow. 15 years?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And where did you meet her?
Church, actually. She was like, I'm in the same church, but like she was like good friends with one of my older sisters. And I used to always like see her at church. It's funny because my wife's actually a couple years older than me. And she's y'all's age. Actually. She's like 30, she's 37. But I was in like junior high school and she was in high school. And I would always like be at church and I would be usually be with my girlfriend or whatever. But I'd be checking her out and being like, dang, that girl's so hot.
So you traded in your girlfriend for your wife?
Pretty much, yeah.
Did you know right away?
Okay, so we had our first date. I was a senior in high school. She was in college. We had our first date. I came home that night, and I went to my mom and dad's room, and you know, my mom was like, oh, how'd it go? I was like, I'm going to marry that girl.
Well, you were a senior in high school. You probably thought you'd marry every girl.
No, man, there was something different about this one. I knew it right away.
Well, you were
like,
right.
Like, before her, I never had a relationship that lasted longer than a Mentos.
I mean, you were in high school, though. You were right. In the end, you were right.
Yeah, I called it. I called it.
What's the... I got a Mentos in my throat.
Speaking of...
What's the key to a good marriage before I choke to death, Steven?
Key to good marriage, man. Key to good marriage is laugh a lot and don't take things way too seriously because in the end, it's all short term and other things are going to eventually come up. So you just got to learn to roll with the punches and have fun.
There you go. Do you get free stuff when you work at Starbucks? Do you get free Starbucks drinks?
Yes. Yeah. Honestly, like I go there almost every day.
But you're not supposed to.
Pretty good.
That's okay. Don't incriminate yourself. Yeah. All right, there he is. Starbucks, Steven. Good talk to you, buddy.
All right, have a good one.
See you, buddy. I think I was choking on a Kind bar.
Yeah, I was worried for you there a little bit.
I was hurting. I don't know. I was talking to my therapist, and he was talking about relationships. Got struggle in relationships. Or have. I've only had 4 of them. But he talks about how you're attracted to someone, and... there's that attraction when you meet them, you're like, oh, they're so hot. But when that attraction wanes, because it always does, they're never as hot, it like, whoa, is when you first meet them. But what happens is, as that attraction wanes, the other attraction of you bonding over things grows, and there has to be an equal waning and growing so the relationship flourishes. And if there's not, that's when you become really less attractive.
Wow.
Attracted to them, and then it splits up.
That's deep.
Yeah, we had a whole conversation about that.
That's like marriage territory.
That's why girls don't like me after a bit.
That attraction.
They're attracted to the idea of dating me, and then it's, oh, it didn't bond. Don't like them as much anymore. That's my life. Oh, and Bobby Bones Show. There's a coffee shop in Australia. They're selling coffee that gives you up to 18 hours of what they call uptime. It's called Butt Kicker Coffee. It's an iced coffee drink that contains 4 shots of espresso, 4 ice cubes, with coffee frozen in the ice cubes and 4 ounces of extra aged 10-day cold brew. And then a medical warning. If you have high blood pressure or heart issues, it says drink at your own risk. Can that be healthy?
No chance.
No.
18 hours. If you were to drink, and I'm just wondering this out loud, let's say 4 bottles of 5-hour energy. Does that equal 20-hour energy, or is that like turning the oven on 400 when we only need to cook it for 200? It just burns it. The bitter beverage was crafted to be consumed over about an hour, and it provides, on the low end, 12 hours, on the high end, 18 hours of uptime. That just seems dangerous, right? Would you try, Lunchbox, would you try it?
Oh, yeah, just to see if I could stay up for 18 hours, if it really works, yes. Even though I've never had coffee in my life, I'd try the butt kicker.
Would you try 4 bottles of 5-hour energy for $100?
He's thinking.
Oh, man.
$100 to drink 4 hours of 5-hour energy.
Come on.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Okay.
Oh,
next
man.
Week, I'm going to bring it in and the money. Hey, write that down. Next week, put it on our sheet of things that we talk about.
I got it.
Lunchbox has taken the 20-hour challenge. 20 hours of energy. And everybody now that's going to tweet us saying it's a bad idea, we know.
We're aware.
We know. But he's a grown man, and he likes to make money. Right, that, Lunchbox?
That's easy. Mine's $100 for...
just staying awake.
Yeah. I mean, do I have to stay awake the whole 20 hours?
No, it's just to see what happens to you.
Okay. That's good with me. I'm down with that. Wow. I mean, my sister's a nurse. She'll probably approve this.
Hey, call her and ask her what she thinks. And if she says it's wrong, then she's just an old school nurse. She doesn't understand.
Okay, yeah, she's a lame nurse.
So here's another story for you. Do you ever work out, and you haven't worked out in a while, and you work out once and you go, man, I'm already starting to look pretty good.
Absolutely.
I do that too. Like if I'm off for a couple weeks and I work out once, I'm like, oh, I'm already, you can kind of see it coming back.
See that little definition in the arms.
I'm like, well, yeah, one workout, I'm already back in. So we feel stronger and thinner after a half hour of exercise. Even if there's really nothing that's happened to our body, we see it and feel it. Because in a lot of people, they see and feel the opposite. They see and feel worse than they really are. But if you work out, it improves your body image and how attractive you are. And so I thought it was funny because sometimes, again, I'll do 20 push-ups and I haven't done push-ups in a while. I'd be like, dang, look at my chest. That bird chest is starting to feel pretty good. But I thought that was funny. And it makes sense because I'm nuts about that. Lunchbox, do you ever lift weights?
Every once in a while.
I heard you doing a commercial for a gym.
Yeah, I joined a gym. I joined Planet Fitness. And so going to the gym a little bit. So I do a little of those weights.
All right. Do you, though?
No, I do.
He was doing the motion of the butterfly thing.
That little thing where you push it together in front of you? Ah!
Yeah?
That one. I don't know what it's called, but I've been doing it.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
I always say natural foods. Sometimes you get natural things. And so you had some broccoli?
Yeah, fresh broccoli.
Yeah.
Like, not the kind frozen in a bag, the kind that was sitting there by the celery and everything right in the produce aisle. And we want to eat fresh, man. Yeah. So I take it home, and I'm washing it out, cutting up in little things, and I find a worm in it. Like a worm. It wasn't alive. It was dead, but a worm. And none of the family was there. So I was just like, look around like, well, I mean, the one thing I thought in my head was like, Bones always says, like, if you want natural. I mean, if I went to a field right now and picked my fresh broccoli, I'm sure it had worms and bugs and whatever in it.
Do you feel gross about it or do
no.
you feel good about it?
I felt like, you know what? This is natural. I'm going to wash it out. I'm not even going to tell the kids or the family. I'm just going to cook it. I boiled it. Like, whatever was bad in there was dead after I boiled it. So who cares?
I'm glad that... that's changed in your mind.
Yes, thanks to you.
Because if you want natural, you're going to get full natural. And you know what's part of natural?
What?
Bugs, worms.
Yeah, the earth.
The planet we live.
All of it.
So I know you're trying to New Year's resolution your gut.
Yes, fresh foods and stuff. Yeah, healthy gut. The insides of my gut.
How's that working?
Good. So far, so good. Fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, sometimes a worm.
Sometimes
I mean, dude, hey, it's just from the earth. Whatever.
If they were spreading lots of toxins and chemicals into that stuff, there'd be no worms, there'd be no bugs.
Exactly. I'd rather have the worm than pesticides. Yeah. Dude, but I wasn't like that. Like, a month ago, I got some fresh beans, and I found some stuff in there that wasn't good, like a spider. And I was like, this is gross. But after you said that, I'm like, it's fine. Who cares?
It just makes sense, right? If you want natural, you have to take the natural.
Correct.
There's this thing in California, though, where a lot of these celebrities are drinking this natural water. Now, this is different because they're drinking like the raw water.
Like from like a what? Like a pond?
Yeah, but there's all of this amoeba.
Yes, that's a different story.
That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go around the room quickly. Something happening in everybody's life. Lunchbox, I'll start with you. You're playing in the World Championships this weekend, huh?
That's right. I'm headed down to Disney because my soccer team, we play a 3-on-3 tournament. We are in the World Championships at the Disney Wide World of Sports. And so we are trying to bring home a trophy.
Is that an old man's league?
There's going to be some young kids. It's anyone 18 and above. They can be in our division, and we are 37 and 38-year-old men trying to beat them, trying to raise the trophy and be the best in the world.
Do you think you'll be the oldest team?
Absolutely we'll be the oldest team. No doubt about it.
So you'll be made fun of. The old men are here.
Yeah, the last time we went down there to try to win a world championship, we went 0-6.
Okay, stop calling it a world championship. How did you get in this? Just pay entry fee?
No, the guys that I play with, they live back home. They played in tournaments this summer and qualified, and so I'm just joining up with them down in Florida.
So you didn't jump on the qualifying part of it?
Right. I just come in when the world championship is at stake. They bring in a ringer.
Yeah. Sure. Let us know. You'll know when we come back?
Absolutely. When we come back from this weekend, I'll be either a champion or a loser.
Or chump.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's what I was looking for.
Our producer Eddie's kids are not in school today, but not because of the weather, but because 100 people in their school have the flu, right?
Yeah, like 130 students came down with the flu, so they canceled school. They even said like 10 teachers had it, too. I'm like, that is crazy. Like, yeah. I like for sure my son... That you can't avoid 130 students in your school having the flu, right?
Probably you can avoid it. I don't think everybody's going to get it. But
well, I'm
going
to try not to tell my kid about it because they just sent an email. And so maybe he'll just not worry about it and we'll escape it.
I thought you were going to say, I'm trying not to touch my kid.
No, too.
Don't. I'm still in California and I'm missing the wintry mix that's happening where we are. And so I'm going to fly back today. Hopefully I can get in. Hopefully you can get out.
I know. That's what I'm worried about. They have a snow advisory, so I'm just crossing my fingers because they need me down in Florida.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I'll play a song, and all you have to do is nail the first line of the song. So, Eddie, you're up first.
Oh, man, I didn't know I was playing. This is a hard game.
Ready, Raymond. Hit the song. Now it's Garth Brooks. Ask Me How I Know. I'm looking for that first line. Okay, go ahead.
As ready as they come.
Hit the answer, Ray.
You're stubborn as they come.
Oh my goodness.
Close. Lunchbox, you're up.
I'm ready.
Now, you may know the song from Lanco called Greatest Love Story.
Oh, yeah.
Raymond, hit it, please. Go ahead.
You're gonna be my wife.
Eddie, do you know it?
I was the troublemaker.
They said I was nothing but a troublemaker. There it is. Play
they said I was nothing.
There you go. Let's go to Eddie, you're up.
All right,
let's
go
a classic. You'll nail this one, Eddie.
Come on.
Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire.
That's all I get?
Do you need more?
No, I don't, Bones. You know I don't.
Go ahead.
Love is a burning flame.
No.
Love is a burning flame.
What? A thing?
Wow.
It's a thing?
Boom. Wow.
Boom. Oh, I thought you were going to nail it, Mr. Classic.
I thought it was a flame.
You know I don't need extra time, Bones.
Oh, Lunchbox, you ready?
Oh, yeah. Give me a classic.
No, for the win.
If you get this,
you will win a music game, Lunchbox, if you get this.
Are you ready? Hit me.
John Party, Dirt on My Boots. Now, do you need the music or you just want to go for it?
Oh, love it. It's a good one, Bones.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a... No, I don't need music.
You don't need music.
Wow. No.
Okay, what you got? The first line. Go ahead.
I got a little dirt on my boots.
No, give him the music. Let's give him the music. Here we go. Go ahead.
I work real hard.
No. Been up since crack of dawn.
I work real
hard. Crack of dawn. No.
Just trying to get paid. Come on.
Oh, stop, Johnny Cash. Everybody knows that.
There is no winner in the game.
Oh, man. Eddie, you're terrible at this game.
Eddie, you are terrible.
I never knew it was a thing.
Because Eddie missed Johnny Cash, I'm making Lunchbox the winner. Lunchbox,
yeah!
Come on.
Yeah.
You're the winner, my friend.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Woo! Yeah, enjoy this.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
I'm so irritated because I was fooled. On the air yesterday, I did a Tell Me Something Good, and it was a fake news story. And I just want to say that it was handed to me. Let me tell you how Tell Me Something Good works. We have a staff that goes through tons of good news stories, and they go through all of them, and they hand us one. If we like it, we do it. If we don't, we say, I don't like this one, I want to do another one. But I was handed the one about the man that had 7 kidneys, and and I even said on the air that I thought it was crazy. It was a fake news story. The story was he donated 5 kidneys. And it was a ridiculous story, but I thought, wow, if that's real, I need to talk about that. How did I get this story? Who didn't fact check?
Whoever you are,
I need you to admit this.
That would be Morgan 1. I didn't fact check the story.
How in the world do you get a story about 7 kidneys and not look to see if it's fake? Because I just assumed it was real because someone handed it to me.
Yeah, it was on the side I always use, but this time it slipped by. So that's my fault, everybody. My bad.
And I look like a fool because here I am preaching the gospel of the man with 7 kidneys.
Yeah, but we all believed you.
We didn't even question it. We're like, whoa.
That's pretty crazy. Wow.
Such an idiot. So I just want everybody to know that I know it was fake, and I'm really upset. I'm disappointed in myself. I'm disappointed in Morgan number one.
Yeah.
That's her job as the producer to oversee the show. And she put on a story with a guy with 7 kidneys without fact-checking it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Well, so there's that. That's disappointing to me. I'm going to be honest with you. That's disappointing to me. It's all good, dude.
It's all good.
I don't want to eat you up, man.
When I found out last night, I had trouble sleeping.
You were giving out fake news. I get it. It's not a good feeling.
Okay, today at 10 a.m. locally, tickets to my comedy tour go on sale, the Red Hoodie Comedy Tour. So if you're in Pittsburgh or Tampa or Austin or Florence, South Carolina, all the dates are up at BobbyBonesComedy.com, and tickets are up at BobbyBonesComedy.com as well. Here happening is Icy Mix. So school's been canceled, and there's no bread on the shelves, there's no milk on the shelves. And so our producer, Eddie, went out, and he got his essentials. So what did you buy for your essentials?
Essentials for my house were a little different. No milk, no bread. I got 2 sleds for my kids, 1 for each kid, because it's going to snow and we have hills by the house, so we're going to sled. And then I got salt for the driveway, so the driveway's like still, I can move a car if I need to. So I got a lot of salt that I'm going to pour on the driveway. I got firewood, beer, and wine, and that's it. Boom.
Was the beer and wine, is that aisle kind of barren?
No, it was stocked, man. But you're right, that beer and milk, the bread and milk, there was no bread. Like, yeah, why is
just,
that a thing?
Everybody just grabs it because it's filling, it's inexpensive.
Wow. I'd never heard that in my life.
Oh, we always ran out and got bread and milk. Storms in Arkansas, we always went and got that.
Not beer and wine.
It's funny, you went and bought 2 sleds too. Lunchbox is going to the soccer championship, so you don't need anything, huh?
No, they got it all down there at Disney. They got trophies. That's all I need. I need a field, a net to put the ball in, and a trophy to hoist, I guess is what you call it, at the end and be like, woo! And I need someone to yell, goal!
Okay. Thank you.
Wow.
This boy's 16 years old. He took his mom to court because she wouldn't stop posting pictures of him on her social media.
Ooh.
Yeah. She has to remove old photos, posts, and videos of her son. The 16-year-old made a court complaint about his mom's social media habits, which included posting pictures of him on Facebook without his consent. She must remove any images. Facebook's terms of service states that users agree to not post content or take any action on Facebook that infringes or violates someone else's rights. He said, Mom, stop putting pictures up of me. She didn't stop. He took her to court.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And if she does it, she has to pay $10,000.
Oh.
That's crazy. This poor mom is proud of her son. What, are you on the son's side?
I am. Like, it's his life.
But
if he wanted to do it, he would have his own account and he would post his pictures. Mom, that's his life. You got to let him have his life.
A former Teen Mom 2 cast member was charged with running a meth lab. Lunchbox, I know you watched the show.
What?
You know Janelle Evans?
She was charged with meth lab?
Mm-mm. Not her.
Kiefer Delp was running the meth lab. Delp is the ex-boyfriend of Janelle Evans.
Yes, Kiefer. Kiefer! That's what Janelle's mom was. Kiefer, get out of my house, Kiefer! Kiefer's no good for you, Janelle! That dude was messed up.
Okay, so he's not with her anymore?
No, they broke up. She got married to another guy, divorced, had a kid, and then married another dude and had a kid.
That's crazy. Someone on TV for being a teen mom is making bad decisions.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because I don't think being a teen mom is a bad decision, but when you go on a TV show to highlight the fact that you're a teen mom, those reality shows make things a lot worse. All things. If you go on a reality show about your marriage, it's not going to end up right good. We saw that with Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
So they found all these chemicals, obviously. I mean, that's how you make meth. And they had to pull in the fire department because they thought it may explode anytime.
Wow. Mm.
He's charged a lot of stuff, but you know who he is, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody knows. If you say Kiefer, everybody knows who Kiefer is.
No, I don't. There's a list of new wedding trends for 2018. These are things people are doing. I'm not married, so I think about this stuff. Which one would I do? A micro wedding. It's a quick ceremony that only includes your parents and best friends. It helps save money and makes it more intimate.
Hmm.
I would be okay with that.
It's kind of what I did.
You want a destination wedding.
Yeah, but just two best friends and parents, and that's it, and brothers and sisters.
Yeah, but again, that's a destination wedding where you're saving people money.
Good point.
This is a micro wedding's at home.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Also known as Justice of the Peace wedding.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, go to the JP.
Hybrid wedding names. Couples are switching up just the husband giving his last name to the wife, and they're using mashups. For example, the Smith and Jones wedding, they took the last name Smones.
That's so stupid.
I would be okay with that.
No chance. It's my name or the highway.
Oh, my goodness.
See, I tell you, I wouldn't mind if she didn't take my last name, because I wouldn't care. And I wouldn't mind if we smashed them together. That'd
so you
cool
would
too.
Give up your last name for a smash-up?
I don't care about my real last name.
Oh, come on.
The funniest thing is that Lindsay, when we were together, her last name was L, E-L-L. And my real name is Estelle, and it's E-S-T-E-L-L.
So it wouldn't change.
So she could just add, it could have just added E-S-T, and she'd have been the same.
Ah, that's funny.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, too bad it didn't work out.
Oh, that got awkward.
Here we go.
Hit the button.
One called matching tattoos, where you don't get rings, you just get tattoos around your finger. I do that.
Until you get a divorce. My buddy did that, and then they got divorced, and he had a ring around his finger.
Yeah, then you put a ring around like three fingers so it doesn't look like a wedding ring. That one ends. And then pom-pom confetti. Instead of throwing rice, you throw small pom-poms in the air. That's fun.
Sounds fun.
Those are the 2018 wedding trends.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
I am humiliated, and I hope I can gain your trust back as a listener. Yesterday on the show, inside of Tell Me Something Good, I inadvertently read a fake news story. How the show works, how that segment works specifically, is our head producer, she's not on the air very often, Morgan number one. She hands us all a story. We look at it. We decide if we like it, if it kind of fits. And then we go, got it. And she handed me a fake news story yesterday. She didn't fact check it. And I read it on the air. Now, when I think about back, I'm embarrassed because it's a really stupid story. But I was so taken aback that I was like, I have to read this. If this is real, the audience must know about it. I'm going to play you yesterday of me talking a fake news story like it was real. Here we go.
Tell me something good.
My story is crazy. Jay Downing, 48 years old, has a rare condition. He was born with seven kidneys. He's a human. He was born with seven kidneys. Right. Six of the kidneys were packed so tight in his abdominals, he didn't even know he had these extra kidneys. He got whiplash, had to go in for an x-ray. Again, had nothing to do with the kidneys. And they go, sir, you have seven kidneys. He's like, what? So he discovered this and then donated five of them. The recipients include a mother of five, a young girl, a self-described frail old woman. He's still wanting to donate a sixth kidney, but right now he's just holding on to extra. He's got his main and the extra. But he has seven kidneys. Isn't that crazy to find out?
That is so cool. He's like a superhero.
The hospital recently awarded Mr. Downing with a bronze kidney statue as a tribute to his heroism. So it's crazy because they find this guy with all the kidneys. Then he donates five of them. Wow. I don't know if you're going to be able to beat that. I know it's not a competition, but Lunchbox, you're up. Okay, that was audio. Now,
he got a statue. He got a statue.
Cracking up.
We're all stupid. Listen, I'm stupid, and you're all stupid, too.
We bought it. We bought the story.
I said he's a superhero.
I sold it. I was doing voices. I was like, he was like, ooh. And they were like, ah.
The bronze statue, dude. Come on.
A frail old woman got one.
And you've told yourself, too, like, these fake news stories, there are too many details. So many details of this. He's keeping two for himself.
He's got the one main one and an extra.
Not only that, six of them were packed tightly. And he got whiplash, and that's how he found them.
Oh, dude.
Like, the doctor, when he's born, didn't notice.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm disappointed in myself. Mm. I'm disappointed in Morgan number one, our head producer. I'm disappointed.
Oh, man.
Oh, but that was funny.
That was a great story, though, man.
Everybody bought it. Lunchbox goes, wow. There you go. Okay, well, you can follow me on Instagram if you want, Mr. Bobby Bones. You can see all the pictures I put up if you want to see that. All you have to do is follow. Yesterday I put up a picture.
Oh, Mike, can we talk about that Toni Braxton picture? Is that what you're going to mention?
No, I was going to talk about HQ. We all played HQ last night, and we all lost the third question. Yeah. There's a picture of Toni Braxton and myself. Hey, Ray, hit the clip there. Here's Toni Braxton. If you don't know Toni Braxton, here's a Toni Braxton song for you.
Unbreak my heart. Say love me again. Undo this hurt. Cause when you walked out the door and walked out of my life.
So, Toni Braxton, all I can say is, at this point, is that I went to her for consultation about something.
Huh?
Like, I don't understand.
That's all I can say right now. It'll all make sense later. I just can't talk about what projects I may be doing soon. Television.
But this picture is crazy. She's like, she's on you like you guys are like a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hit it off pretty good.
Yeah.
You can see the picture. And I didn't know she was that into my chest until I looked at the picture.
Man, she's into your chest.
I think she was into me a little bit.
It looks like 2 seconds after this picture was taken, that top button gets unbuttoned.
Of my shirt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you guys exchange phone numbers?
I can say no more. Ugh. But you can see the picture on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Man.
But I say this, she was very nice. And she's a great help.
And she looks like she thought you were very nice.
She's a great help.
Show.
I enjoy this. Lunchbox's wife asked him to go buy tampons for her. And Lunchbox said he would never do this. Ever. It's for years that I would never go to the store and buy tampons for a woman. So walk me through it. What happened?
So she knew I was going to the grocery store because I had to get a couple things. She was at work. It's during the day. So she texts me, hey, while you're at the store, can you grab some... I believe they were Playtex Variety Pack. I think that's the right brand. They're the ones that I've seen them in the house. They're pink box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different colors.
Go ahead.
Yep. And I was like, oh, wow. We are officially married if she feels comfortable enough.
You're officially married whenever you said I do.
Right. But officially married if after 2.5 years... she has enough guts to ask me to get her tampons, something I said I would never do in my life.
Okay, so how did you respond?
So, no, you guys are going to play the game. I'm going to give you 4 options, and I want you to guess what I did.
No, I don't want 4 options. I want you just to tell me what you did.
I replied and said, oh, I'm not going to be able to stop by the store. Can you just stop on your way home from work?
Oh, wow, you didn't do it?
Didn't do it.
What?
I'm going to give you 83 options.
None of the above.
I can't believe it. But don't you feel like that's your wife? It's time to start doing things you don't feel comfortable with?
I do that. I go to things she likes me to go. She likes to go to those flea market things where you shop for old stuff that looks like junk, but she likes it. So I go to that. I am just not going to buy tampons. That's something that is in my moral compass, and I want to follow my morals.
Okay. It's in your moral. Okay.
Okay.
You didn't do it. You're not going to do it, ever.
Correct.
Did she get upset at you?
She said, are you serious? Fine. So no, I don't think she did.
Here's the update for you. You know our phone screener, Hillary, who we've been trying to set up on a date? She's 25, and she milked us for about 10,000 Instagram followers. So she got all these Instagram followers. Now she doesn't want to go out with anybody.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
I even made a whole video, like a cool dating video. It looked like The Bachelorette.
You should still put it up.
Okay.
But she's just not into it. You can tell she's not into it when we talk to her. At first she was into it, then Lunchbox even found her a dude.
And he's very sad that she is kind of wavering on this. Her voice on the air is like, I don't know if I want to do this. I showed him the Instagram. He was all excited. Looks like a nice girl. Good Southern girl. That's what I want. Very friendly.
We can't make her do it.
No, we're going to have to just pack this one up, ship it out to sea, and say, goodbye, Hillary. You're on your own out in that big old world of water.
What are you trying to be a poet? What's happening here?
Yeah.
That big old world of water.
Like, our producer, Eddie, had his guitar last night, and we gave him a challenge yesterday. And it was, go and play a song for your wife. And just play it for her. Don't play it at her, which he does a lot.
Yes.
So walk me through what happened last night.
Yeah. So it was like the part of the night where she's got to put the kids to bed, you know, and we say goodnight to the kids. And then she stayed upstairs to do something. And I was downstairs by the fire. I lit a little fire and I just picking. I sounded like I was kind of warming up. And she walks down and I'm like, hey, come sit down. Remember when I used to play this song for you? And I just started playing it. And
what song was it?
So the first one I played was this Dave Matthews song. That's pretty obscure. It's called I'll Back You Up.
Okay. How's it go? Sing me a little bit of it.
It goes, I'll be all along around our old things and I'll be whatever. I don't know. I can play the guitar and all that. So I'm singing it to her.
Grab a guitar. Hey, Lunchbox, is there a guitar around there?
Yeah. You want me to tune it?
No, just hand it to him. He can play it untuned. I don't care.
Yeah, okay. All right. You're going to put me in the spot.
Yeah, I want to hear how you do this with your wife. I'll be your wife.
Oh great. Okay.
That's good.
Okay, I put the kids up.
Hold on.
What? Play me a romantic song.
I remember thinking.
Man, this is terrible.
Yeah, hold on. You're definitely not getting the action.
Let me tune it. Hold on.
Okay. So we were talking about on the air, when you can tune it, go ahead, I'll talk over it.
Okay.
We were talking about on the air, producer Eddie, he doesn't even want to hold his wife's hand, and how he plays guitar, but never for her anymore when he used to play for her all the time. And I said, hey, play for her, but make it a thing. And so he did last night. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And this is what he played for. Go ahead. What do you say to her?
So, yeah, sit down. Remember when I used to sing this song to you? And she was like,
okay.
Oh. I remember thinking we'll go on forever, only knowing I'll see you again. And I'm sure you remember on the hands and the risk of each other. Would you like to dance around this world with me? I'll be falling all around my own things.
It's beautiful.
And for sure, you're the heaviest weight. When all around you're all my head.
Okay, so what'd she say?
And she was looking at me and I stopped playing. And she goes, oh my gosh, I totally remember how beautiful your voice is. Dude, I was like,
okay, and then?
Well,
and then
I was like, well, let me just play some more. And I said, she went and got a glass of wine. She's like, please keep playing. This feels so good. This reminds us of us back in the day. And God, dude, you know what? You were so right. Like, I hadn't done that in forever. And it was nice. It felt really good. And not that our marriage is like lacking a spark or any kind of flame or anything like that, but it really like was.
We'll leave it there. Say no more. I'm not even going to ask you to say any more, but I'm glad it worked for you.
Dang, man. Yeah, thank you. And I don't understand how you like have such good suggestions on stuff. And then,
I give great advice. I give bad life.
I don't get it.
I know. I advise people to take my advice. It's rather good. But Eddie, congratulations.
Thanks, man. Thank you for letting me sing that song. It felt nice, too, singing to you guys.
Yeah, it was quite beautiful.
I'll be...
Okay, we heard it.
Okay,
we got it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
And now for our fifth and final artist in the class of 2018. These are new artists that I love that I think are either going to blow up or they should blow up. Our fifth member right here.
Bobby Bones, class of 2018. Member, Brandon Ray. I go to the ends of the earth for you, to the moon and back like it ain't nothing new. Brandon Ray has played guitar for Brett Eldridge, opened for Taylor Swift, and toured America headlining clubs over the past 3 years. Brandon is from West Texas, and his style is part country and part rock and roll. That could be us by sunrise. Your newest member of the class of 2018, Brandon Ray. I'm done with small
talking. Look at that guy. This guy is so good. And one of the things, even with Jillian Jacklin, like I took her on the road last year. I'm taking Brandon on the road this year for my Red Hoodie comedy tour. Oh, I'm done with small talking. Brandon Ray. Dancing all around it when we know we both want it. It's so tired of cheap lines. Why lie, baby? Let's just be honest. I'm done with small talking. Brandon Ray, my final artist. I couldn't help but catch your eye. You've been watching.
Check them all out at BobbyBones.com. There we go. Get your bones on. Bobby Bones
Show. Woo! The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So football is still America's favorite sport, and by far. While there's been chatter about the decline in television ratings, it is still by far America's favorite sport. What do you think number two is, Lunchbox?
NBA.
Number two is baseball.
Oh, wow.
And number three is the NBA. Baseball's making a big climb back up, but football still dominates it. A robot is programmed to get you beer from the fridge. A company just unveiled a new consumer robot that can get you a beer. The robot, which was designed to be a general household helper, can recognize thousands of items and put them right back where they belong. And of course, mostly what people are using it for is to get beer out of the fridge. The best jobs for 2018, they have the job rankings. Number one, a software developer. Number two, a dentist. A physician assistant at three, a nurse practitioner at four, and an orthodontist at five. Man, you got to be smart to do all those. I do not see radio on the list at all. I'm looking here.
Nowhere.
Oh, 1,076.
Oh.
Radio. Oh, radio repairman. Oh, crap. Yeah, there it is. Okay, there's your pile of stories.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
A company released a line of smart underwear. They have sensors in the underwear that read your heart rate, your temperature, and more. Now, they're expensive, but they also tell you if you're dehydrated. Would you want this in your underwear? Lunchbox.
No, it sounds like it's going to mess with my...
your spermies?
Yeah.
It will react to your body by automatically interacting with other things in your house. If you're hot, it tells your Nest thermostat to lower the temperature. If you're stressed, it could play calming music. Four pair costs $279. What I think is, how do you wash these? Because you don't want to throw something with all these sensors in a washer.
You don't wash those.
You have to wash them. There's not a pair of underwear I think they'll ever invent that I don't wash. But if you're interested, you can order them at skiin.com. Skin with two eyes. The underwear ships this summer. And how are they comfortable if all these little gadgets are around your gadget? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd feel like you're like I have a big tool belt on or something.
They do make them for women too, in the bra and in the or shall I say panty.
Say that.
I know people don't like that word. But you can check them out, skiin.com, skin.com. That's interesting. Oh, and Bobby Bones Show. I don't know if you guys watched The Four last night. Here's Cheyenne covering Sam Smith. Listen to this. About this show, this is they constantly have really good singers on this show. And then she won the girl's chair. DJ Khaled and Puffy are two of the judges. Here's DJ Khaled last night talking about how the show's not for the nervous. Here,
this is not the show to be nervous. You gotta work hard and bring it. You cannot wear no glitter suit and come out here and say you're nervous.
No, sir.
Hey, I get nervous.
Wow.
Can't hold that. Here's Diddy. Tell another one of the contestants he's got to keep it real. Listen to this.
I represent truth.
Ouch.
And I'm going to give it to you the way I see it. I could tell that you are a fairly decent performer.
Did he say that?
And I just don't think that was a great performance.
There you go.
Wow.
You can watch that on Thursday nights on Fox. It's called The Four. So be sure to check that out, or you can record it like I did. Let's go. Hope everybody has a great weekend. I want to say thanks to Dan and Shay for coming by this week. I feel like we've had a couple artists in this week because this week's been a bunch. Who came by at the first of the week? Who? Maren Morris. That's right.
Oh,
that's
man.
Right.
Yeah, she's out trying to, and I believe she'll have the number one song this week. Oddly, her first number one song ever. She was the most played female at country radio last year, but none of her songs went number one. But I could use a love song. Hopefully, we'll go number one this week, so that'd be fantastic. So thanks to Maren. Thanks to Dan and Shay. Our five artists inside of our class of 2018. Let's count them down. Jillian Jacklin, number one. Jimmy Allen, number two. Morgan Evans, number three. Cassie Ashton, number four. And at number five, we named today Brandon Ray. Thank you to everybody listening. And tickets to my Red Hoodie Comedy Tour go up at 10 a.m. today. BobbyBonesComedy.com. Hope you have a great weekend. See you guys soon. And that's it for us. Goodbye. The Bobby Bones Show.